Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah, here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke, and this is my thing. Today is a 5-minute Friday. I'm going to try and do it under the 5 minutes today. So let's see how that goes. I quickly want to talk about how the people who say they haven't got time to write, the people who say they haven't got time to make stuff, I just want to remind them that you've got 24 hours in a day. And by that, I mean, so take out your 8 hours of sleep. That leaves you 16 hours, right? Or if you'd sleep a little bit longer, you could sleep a bit less, save yourself more time. And then, so you've got 16 hours. Take away your 8 hours for your day job or the beruf, that leaves you 8 more hours. I don't know about you, but my commute takes me about 45 minutes to get to work and 45 minutes to get back. That's an hour and a half in total, so that leaves us with 6.5 hours. Okay, so now you need some eating time, you need some showering or bathing time, teeth brushing time, and you also get out. You've got to get out your recommended sexy time allowance, whatever that is for you. I don't know, it could be long, could be short. We're all individuals, you know. So let's just call that an average hour and then take that hour out. So you know, depending on your diet and energy level, I mean, what you've eaten that day can sometimes, you know, determine how long that time period will last. Okay, so that's an hour. So that leaves us 5.5 hours. So that's 5.5 hours pretty much to do whatever you want. I mean, you might have kids and stuff. I guess that's going to take some more time out. But the point is the same. When you break it down, you really, if you look at your day to day, you do have a lot more free time than you tend to think you do. So Garrett Robinson, who we had on as an interview earlier this week, he said it takes him about 90 hours to write a novel in total. Now, he is a fast writer, obviously, but the point is, you've got this limited amount of time each day, and you can spend that either consuming or producing. So you could either sit down and start clocking in those hours towards that novel or that film or whatever, or you could, you know, spend that time consuming. So watching Netflix, finding out, watching the latest series of Who's the Majig, and trying to, you want to know what happened to that guy who shot that thing with that gun. Or you could sit down and sort of start writing your 9-page screenplay or whatever. Okay, so, wow, I've actually done that a lot quicker than I thought it would. It's only 3 minutes. I've gone too fast. I asked you what your favourite words are. I just want to tell you what my favourite word is. My favourite word is jerk. I don't know why I like this word. It's just cool. It's, you know, jerk chicken. You can call someone a jerk, you jerk. Or a sudden movement. To jerk as a verb, it just the way the word sounds, it just sort of, it's just very nice to me. I don't know, and also I think it's a funny insult. It's the kind of insult you call someone a jerk when you're trying to think of something clever or different or more offensive, and then nothing comes out except for you jerk. I don't know. I just really like it. Cool. Okay, so. Well under the 5 minutes. I don't know what I was worried about. I could have calmed that down. Oh well. Yeah, so that's it for today. Give me a shout if you need me for anything. Luke of Condor, KONDOR. Also check out the Hawk and Cleaver website, hawkandcleaver.com. And I will see you very shortly. Alright, bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.